Recorded Books presents The World Until Yesterday, What Can We Learn from Traditional Societies? By Jared Diamond. Narrated by Jay Snyder.
Prologue. At the airport. An airport scene. April 30th, 2006, 7 a.m. I'm in an airport's check-in hall, gripping my baggage cart while being jostled by a crowd of other people also checking in for that morning's first flights. The scene is familiar. Hundreds of travelers carrying suitcases, boxes, backpacks, and babies forming parallel lines approaching a long counter, behind which stand uniformed airline employees at their computers. Other uniformed people are scattered among the crowd, pilots and stewardesses, baggage screeners, and two policemen swamped by the crowd and standing with nothing to do except to be visible. The screeners are X-raying luggage, airline employees tag the bags, and baggage handlers put the bags onto a conveyor belt, carrying them off, hopefully to end up in the appropriate airplanes. Along the wall opposite the check-in counter are shops selling newspapers and fast food. Still other objects around me are the usual wall clocks, telephones, ATMs, escalators to the upper level, and of course, airplanes on the runway visible through the terminal windows. The airline clerks are moving their fingers over computer keyboards and looking at screens, punctuated by printing credit card receipts at credit card terminals. The crowd exhibits the usual mixture of good humor, patience, exasperation, respectful waiting online, and greeting friends. When I reach the head of my line, I show a piece of paper, my flight itinerary, to someone I've never seen before and will probably never see again, a check-in clerk. She in turn hands me a piece of paper, giving me permission to fly hundreds of miles to a place that I've never visited before.